Start with the sermon. I'm going to start watching. We're going to watch two videos, one at the beginning, one at the end. If you like these videos, there's the ministry is called skitguys.com. Skit, S-K-I-T, guys.com. You can watch these on their website for free. You got to pay to download them. But anyway, this first one's a little bit funny. Just wanted to open up with this and get us laughing a little bit. But it's something that really shows us how important our moms are in a funny way. Amen. That last scene is literally me at home every single day, except I'm the girl holding the toilet paper roll. This is so hard. See, what's crazy in my house is like I'll go into the bathroom and the new roll of toilet paper is balanced on top of the toilet paper holder with the old thing still on it. Like it took you more time to balance that on top of the holder than to put a new one on. Man, skills. So you guys think that was kind of funny, wasn't it? But can I get any amen from the moms? I like when he walks into the kid sitting in his room and there's nothing, and there's like a shirt on his bed, but the mom goggles, it's like a bomb went off. Any moms, you're guilty of that one? This morning, my wife, we're leaving. Missy's like, this house is a disaster. And I was looking. I was like, nah, definitely not. That's strong. Mom goggles. I need some, man. Amen. But today, guys, I just want to share, getting a little bit from my heart about really our moms and how important they are. Amen. We were talking to before service, we were praying a little bit and we were just chatting a little bit and says, you know, in creation, Adam is put in the garden and God uses Adam to name every animal, every creature that God created, right? As Adam names every one of them. So he's pretty smart. But when he gets all done, the Bible says that the Lord looks down and says he does not see one suitable for Adam, right? So he puts Adam into a deep sleep and takes a rib out of Adam's side and creates Eve, right? Creates this woman. And it says, you know, this is your, you know, your helpmate, your partner. Amen. And what's interesting, if we think about it, this is kind of weird. I've shared this before, but when God made Adam, Adam had male and female all in the same package, right? Because he doesn't say that God makes a completely new creation. He says he takes, when he pulls that rib out, right, it's taking all the female attributes out of Adam and then making Eve from those things, right? So it's interesting that if we tend to think of God, you know, when we think about God, we talk a lot about the Father and how strong God is and he's mighty and he's all these kind of manly attributes, right? But as a mom, when we look at our moms and women in general, right, women have the same attributes of God. They're just displayed differently, right? You know, men, we think about strong with like big muscles. We're like, yeah, you know, but to watch a woman take care of a baby that's screaming, I mean, I last about 9 seconds. I'm like, all right, do something with this kid, man. I don't know. Come on. You know, I'm holding it like a football. I don't know. What about, hand it off. You know what I mean? Like, what do I do with this thing? And I've gotten better with 4 kids. I've gotten a little better, but, you know, but Missy was like day one, man. She just could get it. They just figure it out. And it's just powerful. There's something in a woman that God puts there that guys just don't have. We can work at it, man, but it's not natural. Is that right? Amen. See, I come from what the world calls a broken home. I was effectively, my mom is back from Florida. Mom and my stepdad are back from Florida last night. Welcome them home. Amen. Good to have you guys back up here. It's nice and warm, isn't it? Praise God. What a day to come back to. Man. But my parents divorced when I was real young, and really my dad kind of moved away, and I was, you know, my dad was really uninvolved in my life from like when I was about 12 to like into my mid-20s somewhere. So, you know, my mom raised me and my brother by herself, worked full-time, and still was home making dinner and cleaning the house and doing laundry and, you know, all that stuff, man. She did it. you know? And how many guys, like, let's come on, guys, let's be honest, man. Could we do that stuff? Man, we work all day and we come home. We're like, what's for dinner? When I say that to Missy, she goes, what are you making? I said, I'll make a phone call to the pizza joint. I'll make a drive down to, you know, BurgerFi or something, you know? You know what I'm saying? Like, guys, we just don't, you know, you never have kids running around going, Dad, where's my clothes? Ever in the history of mankind has a dad ever been asked that, right? Every single time. Mom, where is this? Mom, where's that? Mom, I don't feel good. Mom, where's this? Mom, it's time for soccer practice. Mom, 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 mom. And if moms are honest, what do you want to just say? Just, can I get just 3 minutes with no moms? Amen. And I think if I could say probably your moms, when you get at some point, you're like, you kind of like it, but every once in a while, you're like, I need a little beach time or something, right? Like, drop the kids off pretty much anywhere and, right? Just be quiet for 3 minutes. Amen. So, church, you know, church, it's, God has done an awesome work with my dad. Went home to be with Jesus 2 years ago, almost the end of this month. God did awesome work, restored our relationship, healed it, awesome. But man, it was my mom that held the fort down all those years, you know. But through all me and my crazy teenage years, my brother's crazy teenage years, and a little bit into his 20s, he's doing good now. But do you know what I'm saying? It was always my mom that was there. And I think if we look back, man, we, you know, our dads are like, you know, we always kind of think the dad is the guy that's bringing the bread home and making the bacon and all that stuff. But it's like, I look back, it was like my mom was always the one, man. All my basketball games, all my Boy Scout things, all my everything, my mom was always the one that was there. You know what I'm saying? And if we think about it, like, I think that what we see as far as God's attributes in a mom is like this, not just the faithfulness of it, because dads are faithful too, right? I mean, I'm faithful to my family, but there's a tenderness about the way that moms handle things, right? Sometimes they get a little crazy. I got one mom was honest in the back there somewhere, right? But it's like, you know, like when I was younger and I messed up, I didn't want my dad to find out because I was a little scared of him. Amen. But it's like, yeah, your mom finds out, you're like, yeah, whatever. It's just mom. It's fine. Right? Because, you know, you're like, she's going to be mad, but it's just different. You know, she's not, you know, she's like, you know, you just, especially if you're, I don't know if girls can do this, but as a son, you know, as a boy, come to your mom, you just kind of like, you just kind of go, oh, mom, I didn't mean it. She's like, all right, son, come here. It's, you burn the house down, but it's all right. You know, come on, man. Right? Like, there's just something. You're able to, your moms are just, man, dads, we like to hang on to stuff, right? We kind of hang on to things, and we're like, that's it. I'm going to discipline you, and we're going to straighten this mess out. And the moms are always the one in there going, oh, take it easy on them, honey. It's all right. Amen. Year and a half ago, my Missy's grandmother passed away. And as I was working on this week and praying through it, I was reminded of that. I was privileged to preach, not really preach, but share at that service. And as I was praying about what to share there, this passage of Scripture came to my heart. And it's in Paul's letter to Timothy. And when Paul's talking to Timothy, he tells Timothy, he says, you know, he's talking about how genuine Timothy's faith is. And you think about this, Paul, like, disciplined or discipled, you know, hundreds of people, maybe thousands of over the course of his ministry. But there's only two guys that he highlights, and it's Timothy and Titus. He calls Timothy a true son in the Lord. He calls Titus a true son in the Lord. Out of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of guys he discipled, only these two guys get this title, right? So in his letter to Timothy, he talks about this genuine faith. But if you're familiar with this passage, he says, I know there's this really sincere faith in you which existed in your mother, Eunice, and also in your grandmother, Lois. Right? Not in your in your father and your grandfather, but in your mother and in your grandmother, right? Which again, church, if we think about that culture, it's like very, it's a very male dominant culture. It's a very like, it's very, very, it didn't talk about women a lot. There's not a lot of stuff where they would highlight women and honor women like that, but Paul specifically targets it. And it's funny, as the Lord brings this to my heart, I'm thinking about, you know, my journey in the Lord in 20, a little over 20 years now, walking with the Lord. And what hits me just, man, and I was a mess. I was a mess at the service, is like, wow, you know, Missy's grandma, though she's not like my grandma technically, but it's like, wow, like what's in me is partially there because of her and her example and her praying for me and my mother-in-law, who's also here, right? And I'm sure they prayed for me a lot because I was dating their daughter, you know, and stuff like that, and just saying, man, look at this kid. He's a disaster. You know, we need to really pray. But they, these women have just, there's a tenacity about them. Where I tell you, for me, sometimes I'm like, that's it, I'm out, you know. But my wife just keeps plugging at it, you know. She keeps digging and she keeps faithful and she keeps, you know, she just keeps going. I'm tired. I need to take a nap, man. You know, I mean, like, come on, right? And boy, if we think about, like, as our moms, there's something different about them. My spiritual mom is still here this morning. Praise God. She had a rough few years there physically, but still kicking. And, you know, just to keep it light, I tell you what, when we first came here, I was scared of Pastor Karen, man. She was, and anybody that's been here for a while, you could say, amen, right? She is a little, you're like, I don't know what this lady's going on, you know? You know, as you get to know Pastor Karen, there's few people I've met that are as kind and as genuine as she is. I'll tell you what, if she's got something to say, you better listen up. Can I get amen? There's a lady, man, she don't talk a lot, but when she's got something to say, you better listen because she's right. Amen. And you know what I figured out with her is that she's, you know, she's a little hard to get close to, but when you get close, she ain't going to let you go. Amen. And there's a woman who, not just, we always, again, always talk about Pastor Al, and we should, and honor him, but there's a woman who spent many, many nights, many, many hours birthing this church in prayer, right? And the Lord did not bless her with natural children, but hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people have come through this ministry and have been blessed and healed. Their lives have been changed because of that woman, because of being faithful and standing and supporting her husband and supporting the ministry and encouraging him when he wanted to give up, right? You got that? What's that phrase? Behind every good man is a great woman. It's true, bro. It's true, man, all the way. Amen. Church, one of the most powerful sermons I've ever heard, I actually have this still in my office. I've let a few of you borrow it. For me, it was so powerful years ago in Bible school. The sermon was called The Mother Heart of the Father. The Mother Heart of the Father. And a couple of scriptures that this guy was using in this sermon were, there's one in Isaiah, I think it's in Isaiah 42, where it says that even if a nursing mother could forget her own child, I would not forget you, says the Lord. You're like, whoa. Think about that picture, right, in our minds, right? All you moms that have raised little babies, even if you've never had your own babies, you've held babies in your arms and that instinct kicks in. Can I get amen, right? There's something that's just God's put in you. And God's describing himself, right, not as strong and mighty, not as this powerful God who's going to just shake the mountains and boom out of heaven. He's describing himself in a very tender way, saying, even if a nursing mother could forget, I won't forget you. There's another scripture where he says that as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, so will I gather you. Right? I'm going to protect you, but there's this gentleness about it, right? God's saying, right, I'm going to fight all this stuff. I just saw this thing on Facebook yesterday or wherever it was at, and it was a picture of this, like some bird, and it was sitting on a nest in a field, and all of a sudden this bird like starts rising up, and the caption was, it doesn't move because it's a mother. Didn't you guys see this? So this bird like rises up, and then all of a sudden this huge tractor is driving, and it literally drives right over this bird, but it misses it, like the wheels straddle it. But this bird is like, it doesn't fly away because it's like, my babies are here. I'm not going anywhere. You have to run me right over, right? I mean, you know, anybody, you approach a bird in the wild, boom, they take off. But not a, if you watch a mother bird protecting its babies, it's not going to go anywhere. They say in nature that the most fierce animal on the planet is a mother lion protecting her cubs, right? We got lots of bears around here, man. You see bear cubs, they're real cute. Just watch out for mama. Because you get between mama and the babies, it's all over, right? The dad's taking a nap somewhere. Right? The dad's like, whatever, honey, just bring them home when you're done, you know? It's the mom that's fierce and protective of her own. Amen? So this sermon, I'm not going to preach it, but really what, it was so powerful for me because it talked about this people had actually done a study, a psychological study of how powerful it is for moms to nurture their babies, right? So they determined that little boys, little baby boys, if they were nurtured properly, would start developing motor skills very quickly, and little girls would start developing vocal skills very quickly. They would coo and respond to the mom. But the same issue developed for boys and girls if they were neglected by their mom. And not important what that issue was for the sake of the sermon, but it really ministered to me because I flashed back through my childhood and realized like there are some things that I had missed. I couldn't remember things. And again, my mom is here. She's awesome. But you understand what I'm saying, church? The point is it was such, it's so powerful what moms can do with their kids. Not just their own that came out of their womb, but with children, right? With people, with even grown men, right? I mean, I still have times that there are women in my life, my mom, my mother-in-law, Pastor Karen, but there's other women in my life that have like mothered me and not like, like the new slang term is smothered. That's my smother. You guys have heard that? That's mothers that are like helicoptering their kids, right? Like, right, smother. So not that, church. You understand what I'm saying? I'm talking about women that are mature. They understand who they are, and they can speak into your life like only a mother can, right? And they bless you, and they speak words of wisdom over you, and there's just something about it. You can hear it from a man, but it's different coming from a woman. Amen? Now, church, I tell you what, when I heard this sermon, it really opened my eyes to this side of God that I'd never thought about. Because, again, my picture of God was always like, he's a father, right? This dad figure, this, you know, and he's out there somewhere, and he's like, cool, like, okay, he's there, he's got me. But that was my picture of my dad. Like, I knew if something was wrong, my dad would be there, right? But my dad wasn't engaged. He wasn't like, man, I'm there. I'm here for you. I got you, you know. I'm going to teach you to ride a bike, teach you to throw a football, teach you to do this, right? All the cool dad stuff. Like, my dad just wasn't there for that. So, like, I just had this picture of God. Like, okay, he loves me. Cool. He's there. Something. I mean, I crashed a car real bad. My dad drove in overnight, was at the hospital when I woke up. Like, that was my dad, right? He loved me. He had my back. But there wasn't a connection there, right? This emotional connection. And when this guy preached this sermon about this attribute of God, about that there's a tenderness about God and this compassion and this gentleness about God, and he describes it though as really this mother heart of God, and it just completely, I was in a hotel in Rhode Island working my old job, and I heard this, and I sat at this desk and cried for 3 hours straight. I feel bad for the maid. I left her a tip because there was a mess on the desk, man. It was disgusting, right? But church, I went to bed and woke up the next day. My life was totally different. Because it's like something had awakened in me about a side of God that we don't think about enough. Amen? See, if we think about dad just as a father, if we're real honest, fathers, you know, we kind of look at fathers as the disciplined ones, right? What does sometimes mom say? Come on, moms, be honest. Wait till your father comes home. Mo, you never said that. Vladimir said that about you. He said to the kids, wait till your mother comes home. You're going to get it then, right? But come on, how many, especially some of us that have been around a little bit, we heard that, didn't we? From our moms, you better straighten out. Wait till I tell your father what you did. Right? So if we think about God and only in that aspect, there's like this, we're a little bit like, yeah, geez, boy, if I really mess up, is God going to, he's really going to come down on me. And he will discipline you, but he's going to discipline you as a father and a mother combined. Can I get amen, church? Am I making sense? God will correct us, but he corrects us with this gentleness. There's a tenderness about it. He's serious, but he's like, I got you. Amen? Just making sense? That's that time with my grandmother, with Missy's grandmother, it's Kate's mom, and that sermon, that service, it just went, opened my eyes, and it's really, I've always been big on relationship. I love people. I love family. But that time just really struck something in my heart and just really shifted in my heart to say, man, I've realized just to a whole new level of how important it is to honor people in my life that deserve honor, right? I got a phone call recently from a friend, a good friend of mine, who has lost one of his parents. And it was like I was at home, and like this guy just popped into my head. Haven't talked to him in a while. I called him, and as I called him, he was weeping on the phone. I said, man, what's going on? He says, how do you do it? How can you lose someone and you're okay? He says, I just can't, I don't know how to do it. And what I realized, I ended up inviting this person over and had dinner with us that night, and we ministered to him. It was great. But what I realized as I was thinking about it is that this person lived a life where they did not get things right. And it was too late. Things that they should have said, things that they should have worked out, things that they should have, you know, even if it was ugly for a little bit, right? Church, sometimes we're afraid of confronting people because we're thinking, man, this is going to blow up and get real ugly. I've had a few of those. Can I get amen, right? Sometimes you got to confront things. But if you do it with the right heart, you're saying, man, I'm confronting this to get it out in the open because there's like this big elephant in the room nobody wants to talk about. But at some point, your mom's going to be gone. And your dad's going to be gone. And it's never too late to get right with those things, but it's different than being able to do it face to face. You understand? God can do anything. He can heal anything. How many of you experience? I mean, I know for me, God has literally taken me back in time in my spirit and healed things in my heart. Can I get amen? Anybody ever experienced that? Like you just go back in time, like in your heart? And you're like, man, I didn't go anywhere physically, but it was like I go back to when I was 10 years old, and it's like, whoa, that happened to me, and or whatever, and you just, God heals it, you know, right? So I'm not saying God can't do anything, but you understand what I'm saying, church? There's a regret in our hearts if we don't do things to get things right with folks, especially our parents, right? Especially our parents. So this morning, as we finish up here, I'm not going to be much longer, maybe another 15 minutes or so. There's another video I want to watch that's much more serious than this one. I've cried every time I watch it because it's just powerful. It's a blessing, but it's so powerful. And I just want to really encourage us that are still have our parents around. If you've got some issues with your parents, man, go work them out. It's not worth it. It's not worth it, man. You know, I had some bumpy times with my mom. I had some real bumpy times with my in-laws. I'm just saying, right? But you know what? They're here. We love them. We worked it out. And it's like, I love them to death, man. We love spending time. We went on vacation together, for crying out loud. How many people go on vacation with their in-laws? If you don't have to. Like, we actually wanted to. We say, we'd like you guys to come. Come with us. We enjoy it, right? But that takes effort, church. It takes time. We had to work through some stuff, amen? Relationships are messy. They're tough. But if you work through some stuff, because God is a God of relationship, right? At the end of the book of Malachi, we were saying about Malachi is the tithing book, right? But you know the last thing that God says in the Old Testament? And then there's 400 years of silence. He says that I'm going to send the spirit of Elisha, and he's going to restore the hearts of the sons to the fathers and the fathers to the sons, lest I smite the land with a curse. See how important relationship is to God. It's top tier, man, for God. He says, you need to get this thing right. Amen? When we invite all the kids back in, I'm going to commission all the kids, even the little ones, to honor all you moms that are here this morning. Amen? You know, I want to talk about my wife just for a minute. Good stuff. Amen. But I look at my wife, you know, we've got so many kids now, I lose count sometimes. It's funny, we were out in the yard yesterday, and we were, like, all in the front yard, and we were all doing, like, working in the yard, and then all of a sudden, like, I went over somewhere with the two big kids, and Missy went somewhere, and Everly was out there. And all of a sudden, we're like, where is that kid, man? She's like, we got to put a leash on her. It's crazy. We were outside the other day, and she had clothes on, and she disappeared for, like, 2 minutes, and then came running back out of the garage completely naked, with rain boots on. Dude, what? We're like, man, get that kid some clothes on before DCF calls us or something. Come on. You know, but we got so many kids, it's like we're just trying to, where are they all at? I don't even know. And in church, man, I watch my wife every day, man. Every day we homeschool our kids, and she's just trying to, you know, I came home the other day from the office, and it was like, I was like, I walked in and I looked at her and I was like, I'm gonna go back to the office. Yeah, she didn't think that was funny at all. You know, not at all. But, you know, there's just a grace on her, man. I stay home with the kids and she comes back. She's like, how'd you do? I said, it was fine. She's like, what do you mean it was fine? I said, we just watched TV and they all fell asleep. Perfect. She's like, well, I could do that every day. Like, that's easy, right? But she just keeps things going, man. I mean, again, I'm always like, what's for dinner? What's for, you know, she's the grocery shopping and she's the, gets the clothes. I mean, if I clothe the kids, it's like stripes and polka dots, you know? And she's like, what are you? I'm like, she's not naked, okay? It's close. We're doing all right. You know, it's like when I'm watching the kids, like haircuts happen custom. You know what I'm saying? Like, the hair is supposed to be this long, and then all of a sudden there's a, you know, she's like, when did that happen? I say, I don't know. I watched them pretty much the whole time. You know? But, dude, there's just something about my wife is able to handle this stuff that I couldn't do it. I would if I had to. Can I get an amen? But it's funny. I tell them, Missy and I will talk, you know, about every 5 months, we get like 10 minutes of quiet consecutively. And I'll ask her, like, did you ever think 20 years ago, we've been married 19 years this year, did you ever think 20 years ago that you'd be married to a pastor, number one? She's like, absolutely not. Nope. And that we'd have 4 kids. And she's like, no. Nope. But then we look at a church, we're like, we wouldn't trade it for the world, man. We're in it. We're in it to win it, as they say, right? This is what God has given us, and we're going to figure it out. Vlad, can you go round up the kids? maybe get them in here in, say, like 5 minutes. But it'd be great. Church, I'm gonna be straight. I spend a ton of time with Pastor Al. We still spend time together every week, almost like clockwork. And it's great. And he's my spiritual father, and I honor him. And it will be a sad day when the Lord takes him home. But I've realized that in the same way, I'm where I am today because of my wife, because of my mom, because of my mother-in-law, because of Pastor Karen, and we've got some other, Mo. We go at it sometimes, but it's all good, man. There's so many, I think if we all look back, we could all see so many times that our mom was there for us, and our mom was the one holding it together, and our mom was the one, you know, really, really fighting for us. Amen? I just want to just commission this over you, ladies, no matter where you're at in your life, married, single, divorced, whether you've birthed your own children from your own womb or God has trusted you to labor over people in prayer and birth some things from your spiritual room, know that God has made you to be just as powerful and strong as any man. And though it may not be celebrated and recognized publicly as much as we talk about the men of God, there are countless people who are better because of you. They're better because of you. Ephesians chapter 6, just a quick scripture here, and a little bit of just short teaching about this. But Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1, it says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." Boy, you look at our culture right now, we don't see that happening very often, do we? We all know that there's that toddler age. We've got one right in there right now who is just like, "I'm going to lay hands on you." Right? Like, she just, like, again, running around naked in the front yard in rain boots and seeing no problem with that and getting angry when you wanted to put clothes back on. Right? Just that three-year-old, like, "I'm going to do what I want to do right now, and I don't care what you say." And typically that tends to, like, permeate, like, in and out. There's phases of that until most people hit it until their mid-20s, right? I was around 25 till I started figuring out, man, some of the stuff my parents told me is actually right. Can I get amen from anybody that's been through that, whether you're the parents receiving that stuff or you've been through the teenage years, right, and you kind of came back out and says, "Oh yeah, all that stuff they said back then, it actually makes some sense." Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Verse 2, "Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth." There's the promise, right? As we honor our father and our mother, even church, as I said before, even if your parents are gone and you had a tough time with your parents and whatever's going on, you can still get right with God in that right now. You can say, "Lord, I let that thing go. If there's something bitterness in your heart, that there's something churning in there, my dad was abusive, my mom was this, you can still let all that stuff go. You can say, "Lord, I choose to honor my parents right now. I'm choosing by God's grace to be a blessing to my parents and talk about them with good words and recognize the good things they did." Amen? So the word "to honor" from Paul here, the word literally means in Greek to assign a value or a price. So you guys remember those like MasterCard commercials for a while where there's somebody doing something, it's like, you know, pair of rollerblades, $75, you know, tickets to here, $90, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and then whatever the last one thing is, priceless. Right? How can we ever put a price tag on what our moms do? It's impossible, right? It's impossible to pay back what our moms have put into us. Biological, adopted, stepmoms, spiritual moms. It's impossible to give back what they've deposited. Amen? But you know, church, what we should be doing, particularly as Christians, is we should be trying. Can I get amen? We should be trying. We should be saying, you know what? You sacrificed so much for me. You've given so much to me. I'm going to try to give something back. Amen, church? Are those kids ready, Vlad? Are we getting those kids? Let's bring them on in, man. Almost ready. Yeah, bring them on in. We're ready for them. Good. So, guys, we're going to be just another maybe 15 minutes. We'll get you guys out a little bit early so you guys can enjoy lunch or whatever y'all got planned. Too bad the weather's not a little better today. But what I want to do, guys, we're going to watch this video together. And, it's again, I hope it touches your heart. It's a really powerful tribute. And if any of you moms would like us to pray with you, we do want to pray with you at the end and just bless you. We won't drag it out real long. We just want to bless you and encourage you. We recognize that you guys have a hard job. Amen. And we don't want to take it lightly. So we want to just encourage you guys and do what we can do to ask the Lord to strengthen you. Amen. Come on in, guys. Come on in. Come on in. You guys gonna have that second video ready back there? Yeah, we're gonna watch that in just a moment. Once we get all the flowers handed out, and we'll do that, and then. All right, we all in here? Everybody's in here? All the ladies, you guys, all the ladies all have flowers, right? Everybody got a flower? We need some up here, yeah, for sure. Make sure everybody's. We good? So ladies, again, this video is about, I think it's about 5 minutes long. And I just want to encourage you to open your heart. It's all right to ugly cry in here if this really speaks to your heart. Again, I've watched it like 4 times. I cry every time I watch it because it's such a beautiful, it's just, they did a beautiful job of blessing moms in every way that a mom operates, amen? So I hope that you receive this. And please let us pray with you. If it really touches your heart, we really just want to bless you and encourage you in the Lord. Amen. If that touched your heart, I know some of your stories you're going through. Mother's Day is a little tough for some of you ladies here. I know that because of what you're going through. So if you're struggling a little bit today, please don't leave without us praying with you. And we just want to encourage you and bless you and stand in faith that... Stand in faith that your kids are going to come back. Amen. So can we pray with you? Amen. I told myself I wasn't going to cry. That doesn't work ever. Amen. Let's pray. And I just want to, if you want to stay around and minister with us, that'd be awesome. Just have some moms come up. Pastor Karen, if you could come on up. Mo, Elder Mo. Phyllis, if you guys could come on up. And let's let the Lord touch your hearts and encourage you as moms today. Amen. You're too important to fight it out on your own. Amen. So, Father, we thank you for this time together. In Jesus' name. We thank you for this day that we honor our moms, the women in our lives that have birthed us and labored over us and been with us when we're sick, been with us when we're crying, worked hard, kept our houses clean, and all the stuff that moms do. We want to honor them today, Father, according to the scriptures, Lord, to honor our father and our mothers that it might go well with us. And so, Lord, we just want to release, in Jesus' name, just even over our culture right now, a restoration of honor for our parents, Father, and honor into our homes, Father, for the parents that are taking care of us day in and day out as best they know how. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So if you'd like